Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
That is one of the greatest opens of all time.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now, of course, David is making me cut off Bruce Springsteen. So, David, I mean, Sloan, Bruce Springsteen. Sloan, I want you to know it's a tough choice. But we are so glad to welcome the Sloan Martin, the legend, back to our airwaves. And excited to talk basketball with you. Hi, Sloaney.
Hi. Thanks so much for the invite. And that was such a nice welcome. It made me feel like the Sloan of old, you know, 5 or 6 months ago. So good memories.
We miss you, Sloan. We miss you.
Likewise.
Now, Sloan, we know you're working for Big Ten Network, but tell us everything that you're doing, because I thought it was just basketball. But David tells me, no, you're calling, was it softball this weekend?
Yeah, softball this weekend, top two teams in the Big Ten, Northwestern and also Michigan. So if you're maybe not a basketball fan, I don't know, maybe you're too mad because your bracket is so torn up and terrible, you just don't even want to watch the Final Four men or women, then definitely tune in Friday and Saturday for the top two teams. But yeah, also basketball, hockey as well, too, and things have been going really well.
Hey, Sloan, I'm curious about your gig. I mean, at the Big Ten, you can't be a specialist. You don't have the luxury of fixating on one sport. You have to know something about everything, right? All the sports. And what is the biggest challenge day to day? Is it the travel? Is it learning names? Is it memorizing statistics? How much is on paper in front of you when you're doing play-by-play versus, just from memory?
That's a really good question. I get as much on paper as possible, but I try to look at that paper as little as possible, if that makes sense, where that is kind of my process of trying to ingrain it into my head so that my eyes are on the game and on the action as much as possible, especially for a game like softball, where as opposed to basketball or football or even hockey between face-offs, the game is constantly moving. People think baseball and softball is a slow game, but it's actually one that never stops except for in between innings. So that has been, something that I try to do very much is memorize as much as possible. But I think a challenge has been, even focusing on this primarily as my full-time work is kind of having that mentality of constantly being being on the clock, where I'm trying to ingrain myself into every sport. Softball, even though I've casually watched it, I had to really delve into this sport, and, you know, follow a lot of people, read a lot, listen to podcasts. You really try and inundate yourself into this sport as much as possible, because it's not just knowing the matchup in front of you. It is the context of the entire conference and the entire sport itself. So it's just always trying to gather as much information as possible on a daily basis. But to be honest, not that much different from being a news reporter, too.
Yeah, well, it's good. All that stuff you're not going to get from an app. Perspective, context, analysis, and it applies to sports every much as it does for news or for anything else. Hey, of course, Paige Beckers, the pride of Hopkins, the pride of UConn, Cinderella story, coming home to play for the championship. What are some of the other subplots for the Final Four that caught your eye?
Yeah, that's certainly the one that we're watching the most, right, is if Connecticut can win a championship right here in Paige's home state. I loved her post-game interview after that epic, legendary Elite Eight performance against number one seed NC State, where she said, you know, we always said it's win or go home, but I won and we're going home. And it was just a very cute comment. No. And then I think we're also going to see, you know, we heard from Dawn Staley today, who is a Hall of Fame head coach, former NBA player, former Olympian for South Carolina. And she said today they won the championship in 2017 after it was Mississippi State that knocked down powerhouse UConn. And she said, you know, you're right. We are a top program. They frequently are getting McDonald's All-Americans, top 10, top 20 players in their high school graduating class in the nation. But we won't be judged based on the championships that we win. So I think that they're not that there's mounting pressure on South Carolina, but clearly that's in the back of their heads, that it's not just about the recruits you're able to pick up. It's about the trophies that you win as well. Louisville is another team in that category where they're frequently in the Final Four, but trying to get over that hump. And then Stanford, are they a team that can defend their national title after they did last year? They spent weeks on the road due to COVID regulations in California, couldn't play at their home gym up there in Northern California. So that was a really resilient story for them. Can they do it again under at least more normal circumstances for this season? So it's interesting, a lot of star players on the floor for both of these teams. It's similar to the men, where these are really blue blood type of programs. No surprise anyone that's here. But I think a lot on the line for each of them. Even for UConn, Gino Auriemma has not won since 2016. For them, that's a drought.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, Sloan, we've been doing a series here on the show called Game Changers, where leading up to the Final Four, the women's Final Four, of course, we're you know, interviewing strong, powerful women whose lives have been changed and affected by Title IX. Now, I know, of course, Title IX, it's the 50th anniversary, way before you were born. But as, you know, a woman who loves sports, who makes her living in sports, are you seeing more equity as the years go on? Is there more hype for this women's Final Four than there has been in the past? Are you seeing progress?
Am I seeing progress toward equity? Absolutely. Yes. Is it to the point where we can relax and put our feet up and say that's good enough? Absolutely not. We're still fighting for television minutes, even though you look at that Elite Eight game I mentioned featuring UConn and NC State. 2 million people watched that. Two games that I did on Big Ten Network in the Big Ten tournament set records for viewership for women's basketball on the network, almost 300,000 people turning in to our semifinal games featuring Michigan and Nebraska. So there has been progress in that regard, but it also comes down to getting eyeballs onto this sport. We heard Dawn Staley, that South Carolina head coach I mentioned, thanking the local media, the ones in Columbia, South Carolina, because it's about them deciding what is important, what people need to watch. People think like coverage of women's sports is some kind of chicken and the egg conundrum, where who covers it first? Do we wait till it's important enough, quote unquote, or do we set the agenda for what people need to be paying attention to? And I would say it's the latter. So still fighting for the equal coverage in sports pages on TV as well. It's great to see so many female athletes, including in the Final Four and Paige Beckers, make money through the NIL, the highest earning players in the NCAA for the NIL, tend to be women, and we're seeing that in the Final Four here as well. So I think that's another thing that has been fantastic for women athletes in general, but certainly a way to go. It's not just about having the same looking weight room, for example. That was really that touchstone moment in the 2021 tournament. It's not just about that. It's not just about the same number of teams in the NCAA tournament like men's and women's hockey finally did. There's a lot more complexity to it, but we can celebrate but still demand more. No more, these players, of accepting crumbs, of accepting happy to be here, and it's been cool to follow their lead.
Hey, speaking of equity, I asked Maxie this, and I want to get your perspective. This is the first year that the women's tournament can actually use the term March Madness, which has been reserved for the men's games all along. Any idea why it's taken so long for this to apply across the board?
I mean, inexplicably, the NCAA must have thought that their own product of women's basketball would somehow tarnish the brand. I mean, maybe that's the most cynical way to look at it, and maybe sometimes I find myself there, landing on that option. But that's really what that says to me, was that this is protected, this is special, we're reserving it for the men's Final Four. And then finally, that was, again, that demanding of, we are deserving of this space and of this attention and of this title. So sharing that mantle of March Madness, and you see it everywhere. It's been on the middle of the courts throughout the entire tournament, including, up in the different regions. It was right in the middle of the court. So they're clearly making a point of emphasis to show that off. But that was the way I read it for a very long time. You know, it's funny, I didn't even realize that it was some kind of protected trademark only for men until they opened it up. And certainly was not a great look, because it is the same kind of fun and madness that you get in the men's bracket, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeez, all right.
Sloan Martin, so great to talk with you. Yes, we're going to be watching tons of basketball, but we might be tuning into some softball this weekend to see our own Sloaney on the Big Ten Network. So I am so happy for your success.
Does anybody call you Sloaney Baloney at the Big Ten Network, Sloan?
No, not quite yet. It takes a little time. And, that's a special thing. You guys have all permission to do it.
Thank you. We've known Sloane for a long time.
Thank you, Sloane. We miss you.
And her star continues to rise. She is extraordinary. We'll be watching you. You soar, Sloane. Thank you for the time today, love.
Thanks, Sloane.
Aw, thank you both. Have a good weekend.
You too.
She's just the best.
How cool is
just
that?
Just the best.
Proud of her.
Great reporter. Great sports anchor. She is living the dream, man. You know, this is what she always wanted to do. She's doing it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.